Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Kinda Cool Podcast. This is a podcast where we kind of look at, we just kind of talk about stuff, but the whole thing about this is I was getting on smaller creators on YouTube and chatting with them. So, as you know, that hasn't happened in the past couple of episodes. I've really reached out to some people, and I've just had no luck on getting small creators on here. I mean, they all have, if you're a small creator, you have a job, you have a life, so what time you have you spend on your channel, you know, you don't spend on other people's channel. So I can understand that, because I know it's hard for me to find time to do everything. So that's what I really try to shoot for, and hopefully we'll find some more people that can come on the podcast. And if you're out there listening and you want to come on, let me know, and we'll have a nice chat. So I'm your host, Jamin, and I always have my girlfriend, Megan, is here with me. If I have no guests, she's nice enough to come on and most of the time and come on and talk with me about certain things. So hopefully you give this podcast a chance. It's pretty chill. We just make some funny jokes. Megan makes fun of me. I make fun of her. And that's how it goes most of the time. Okay, I'll resist the urge. So this week I got some new equipment. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I'm still waiting on my camera. It's pissing me off, but I got my Zoom recorder in, so the audio quality should go up quite a bit. I don't know. Yes. I don't know quite a bit. I don't know how much it'll go up, but I feel like we have, I have some dynamic mics, and now they're plugged in by XLR cords instead of the USB, so it's a more studio, in quotes, studio level of audio recording. So we'll see. Yeah, it does. Looking at him with the plugs in, it looks like his eyes are coming out. but yeah, so hopefully that'll work out good. I'm liking it so far. There's so much stuff you can do with it. It can be mounted on top of the camera that I get. I can use it to record with some lavalier mics that I got, or I only got one. But
this camera that you got, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Did you buy this camera to like? Is it for your YouTube channel, or did you just want a camera? Why did you buy this camera? I do not understand.
It's for YouTube.
Oh, so it like videos?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it does videos and it does photos.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
This does sound so stupid, but I didn't realize that cameras could do video. I thought that was like a
separate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time, I didn't know that either. Like, you think of what you think of as DSLR cameras, which are the ones that, you know, like, people take photographs with, like, for photo shoots, or, you know, you have pictures done.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a what you would call a handy cam camera, which people, like, has that little strap.
Yeah.
And those are mostly called video cameras, right? But DSLR cameras can also do video. Some of them, most of them, can also do video. So yeah, so I thought about that recently, and I knew that a lot of people did use those, and I was like, I'm going to get one of these. So I did a lot of research finding one that was a budget camera, but also could do a lot of the stuff that I wanted to do and do it well enough, you know. So I found one that's kind of perfect. It's like, you know, when you look at this, you want to get one that was a high quality when it came out, and still looks great today, but it's not $1,000, you know. So $400 for this Canon TI, I think Canon TI-5, Rebel TI-5 is what I got. And it has a flip-out screen, does video, has a mic port, all the stuff you want for, like, vlogging and stuff like that. So, and I want to try to do some skits, maybe, or some sketches. I don't know, just film some stuff. I thought about doing, like, thinking about making a short film at some time. I don't know, it's just a lot of, you get a lot of options with it. So, yeah. And even I thought, you know what, I could even start taking pictures, and who knows, maybe I'll just start doing some photography on the side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if my pictures look well enough, and I can figure it out well enough, and maybe, you know, as like a side gig. Make some extra money.
You got a lot of
Not really.
I mean, you're doing this, you've got your real job. That's two side gigs.
Yeah, but, like...
You know how many side gigs I got?
Zero.
Zero. You want to know why?
Why?
My life is too hectic, as is.
Yeah, I...
You like teaching, though? When you're a teacher, you also have a side gig that is also teaching, because you have to spend so much of your own time prepping. So I'm going to say I have a side gig, too. I'm going to say I'm teaching is my side gig, too. I teach professionally, and then I also have a side gig called prepping for teaching. So I spend so much time prepping.
Yeah. I wouldn't say every job's like that, because obviously my job is not like that. I just go to work and I come home and I forget about work, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what allows me to have time to do the YouTube and stuff. But, you know, I'm not talking about like spending a lot of time on that, but I'm like thinking like if I schedule some stuff with some people, like if I show them, I've taken some pictures I can take.
I've taken some pictures?
I've taken some pictures. Look at... See, I told you she'd make fun of me.
I know.
Took in two, starring Liam Neeson. Took in four, starring Liam Neeson. You never seen Taken, I know. You're looking at me like bewildered, but that's a joke. But if some people... I'll show some people pictures that I've taken, and I'm like, hey, if you want some photos done, and you don't want to pay... $100 for an hour, $125 for an hour, I'll take as many as you want for like $50. Like, you know, I'll get you, if you want to go to this location, I'll take some of them and I'll get in $50. Yeah. No, I'll edit them. If like, it depends on how much you really have to edit them. I mean, like if you're really good at in camera stuff of like finding the angles and the light and all that stuff, you really don't have to edit them that much. I mean, touch ups or whatever is kind of like depends on what kind of pictures you want, you know? So I know a lot of big things that people like, or the big thing that people like, or that I've been seeing in a lot of photos is like the people, like your models up front, super in focus, and then the background like super blurry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, there's certain lenses that you could do with that, or you know, some cameras have features where you can have you know, auto blur out the background, like so you just it focuses on what's the closest to you in frame, and then it very much blurs the rest of the background out. That's something you can just do in camera.
Gotcha.
I don't know if my camera has that feature. But, I mean, it was like a $1,000 camera 7 years ago, so.
No, you're good.
Yeah. And one other thing that I've seen people say online, like when I was looking at the camera reviews, there's like hacks for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like download a program into the camera that has lots of extra features on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if... You know, I can, if it comes to that and I'm like looking at this stuff and I'm like, well, you know, what else do I need or what else do I want to do with this camera? Is there options in this hack, quotation marks, that I can put a program on there to do more stuff? Then I might do that. But we'll just see. That's why I'm so excited, because there's so much stuff you can do with it. And I think it'll make our vlog videos look so much better.
Yeah.
And it'll be like stuff that it'll be. I won't have to use my camera, my phone for everything.
Mm-hmm. Running out of room on there.
Yeah, well, really not, though, because I delete a lot of the videos because they just go online. So, but it's going to be exciting. And I think, you know, I can take more pictures of us and all that kind of stuff. So we'll have a lot of memories going forward.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I just want to take like a whole week off of work and just play with it and do stuff, but I can't do that.
Lord, I wish I could too.
You just had a week off.
Yeah, but that was scheduled.
You want an unscheduled week off?
No.
Okay.
No. 3 more weeks and then I get 2 weeks. Yes.
Yay. And then I get to work and you get to be on Christmas break.
Yeah, but I'm going to be less than playing
Why?
Because I've got an awesome plan for the next weeks coming up.
Yeah, you know what? Like, after Christmas break, you have, like, a long slog until spring break.
So long.
You know what I think is stupid?
What?
You get fall break, right?
Yeah.
And you get Thanksgiving break. It's bullshit. Why do you get Thanksgiving break and fall break? Why don't you just have one break?
Fall break is so that we can get our parent-teacher conferences done.
And you push your just a little bit. There you go.
Because we got to get parent-teacher conferences done, you know?
Oh, that's why you have, so you don't really get off.
Yeah, I do. I get 2 days off, but.
So when do the conferences happen?
I would only get one day off, but we work from 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on one day.
Uh-huh.
So that we can not do 2 days worth of conferences. We do our conferences on Wednesday after school. So our conferences start, we go to school, and then our conferences start at 3, and we stay till 9:30 doing conferences. And normally what most schools do is you do some after school Wednesday, and then Thursday you do some, and then you have Friday off. But our school said, we want Thursday and Friday off. So Wednesday, we have a long day. Literally 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. We're at that school. 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m.
That's a long day.
Yeah, it's like 14 and a half hours.
And what do y'all get for food?
Usually they give us Jimmy John's sub sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Remember you telling me about the Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Which you hate.
I don't hate.
Which would you rather have, a Subway or a Jimmy John's?
Sure.
Have you ever had Jersey Mike's?
No.
Firehouse subs.
Firehouse subs.
That's where we went in that one time.
Because I needed to go potty.
Yep.
That was on our first date.
And we had to get a drink so that Megan would. Yeah, because we were going to get hot chocolate, because they were selling hot chocolate, but they didn't have no hot chocolate.
I don't remember
that. There was a big old sign that said that. I was like, hey, how about we get hot chocolate? That sounds good, because it was cold, and we were ice skating.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds nice. And then he was like, we don't have none. I was like, well, let's just get a soda. He's like, here, just take it. Just take the cups, man, really. And I'm like, all right, well, we still didn't buy nothing, Megan.
No.
He gave us free drinks. And she's like, that's acceptable. She's like, it counts. It's the thought that counts. Because we tried to buy something.
We tried. Yeah. But that's just kind of who I am as a person, you know?
No free bathroom breaks.
No free bathroom. You got to even be working there. You got to buy something. If it's Walmart, who cares? But you can't just go into a restaurant.
Yeah, Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
It's a fast food place.
I would have been fine if we went to a gas station. I wouldn't feel like I had to buy something. I could just...
Why? That's kind of the point of gas stations.
Yeah.
A part of it. Get gas, get a snack, use the bathroom.
Yeah. And sometimes when I go to the gas station bathroom, I don't buy anything. But I don't feel comfortable going into a restaurant, using their toilet, and then leaving.
I'm surprised you would even do it at all, because you don't even like to use the bathroom anywhere but home.
But it wasn't like I was taking a Duke.
A what? A Duke.
A Duke, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like doing that anywhere but home. I won't.
Ah.
I refuse.
Yeah. I refuse. I refuse. Whoa, I never meant to break. Yeah, you get some singing in this episode. I don't know what episode number this is. I think this is number 15. So, I wish I could, you know what? Now that I got this recorder, though, this Zoom recorder, I can take this with me. I don't have to have my computer here. So I can literally take this to Jaden's house. I can take it to Dad's house.
Do you have to take all this stuff,
I can just, like, I have them.
So you'll just take the microphones and that?
Yeah. And I actually have the microphone little tripods, though, that came with this. So I can put, like, we can just sit at a table, and I can put those mics on the stand. Like, or they can hold them, but I'd rather them not have to hold it.
Yeah.
Like, they're spitting for an hour. Yeah. What is that from?
I'm an athlete. Some nerd ain't hurt. It's Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't watch that recently. You watched Easy A.
Yeah.
So, guys, but before this, before we go to Mean Girls or whatever, so you will have some guests, hopefully, next week. I can see my friends too. Like, we're gonna do a podcast with the boys podcast.
Who are the boys?
Jonathan and Josh. Because they were supposed to come up here for a podcast, but they didn't. And so now, when we go down, or like when we have another get together, I can take this with me and it'll work.
So you're planning to do that next week?
Not like sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. Not like next week, but. Well, like, I could have, like, I can literally take this to Jaden's house or something instead of having him have to come over here. Or dad's or something, you know? Like, I can finally get my dad on and talk like I wanted to. Have him on a chit-chat episode. And I'm going to reach out to this guy that, I don't remember what his name was, something Samurai. But I know the video, and I subscribed to him. I'm going to ask him if he'll come on and chat, because he was really helpful. The video I watched a video of his, and it really inspired me to buy the camera, the Canon camera. So, and I think I can see a lot of quality in his videos, and I'm like, this guy does some good stuff, but he's, you know, like, he's around 1,000 subscribers or something, but I'm like, this guy deserves more subscribers. So I'm going to ask him if he'll be on the podcast. So maybe he'll be on next week. That'd be cool. And I have the camera, and I can talk with him about that and all that. It'd be fun.
You think he'll come to you?
Come to me? I think so. He seems like a nice guy. He seems like he likes the YouTube stuff, so I think a collab would be cool. Thanks. You think you're funny, don't you? Don't you like this setup better, though, than the other one? Because this is what we'll be using for our commentary tracks, too, now. The movies. So we watch a movie. So we'll be doing this instead of having it the other way. So now we won't have to have the cords coming from the computer. We can have them in front of us dangling. Yeah. If we have popcorn. Nah, it depends on which video it is. Well, it was more me, though. Like, I was listening to one of our Harry Potter commentary tracks, and I could hear my mouth, like, just munching. I could hear munching sounds a lot, and I was like, this is me just eating popcorn. Like, it's the only times that I'm silent, because I talk pretty much the whole time through, which is what you're supposed to do. That's the point of it. Megan just sitting over there sometimes for, like, 5 minutes just watching, and I'm like... Megan, and I ask her questions, and she's just like staring, and she's like, what? I'm like, I'm trying to talk to you about something. This is what we're supposed to do during this. We're not just supposed to watch the movie. If we want to watch the movie, we should just watch the movie. No. These ones, like, so... Yeah, be prepared for the next Harry Potters, but after Christmas, because we have Christmas movies to watch. Starting with the, can we watch Can we watch the Star Wars Lego Holiday Special today? Yeah. It's brand new. And you know what the Star Wars Holiday Special is? You never seen a video about it? So you guys, I'll link in this video. There's so much stuff about the Star Wars Holiday Special. Everyone knows by now, except for Megan. But I'll link a JonTron video. It's infamously bad. It's horrible. They're No, the old one. I'm not talking the that's why it's cool that they made a new one and it's Lego. It's the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special because the old one is so bad, famously bad. There's a JonTron video that is hilarious of his. You check that out if you want to. That's the one that I would go to. That's the one I would show anyone if I was talking to them about the Star Wars Holiday Special. But that's why I'm so curious to see what they do in this one. And it's kind of cool because it's Christmas and it's Star Wars themed, and I think a lot of people would want to check it out. Yeah, Lego is so popular. You know how much I've picked? Like, I work at Walmart and I do picking. I've picked so much Lego shit. Like anytime I go on a toys walk or like a GM walk or pickup today, there's a lot of Lego stuff people want to pick up. You know why? Because it's not cheap, but it's an easy, good gift, right? Because no matter if you don't know your like, especially for like you don't know, like if you're getting it for your aunts, you're getting it for your niece or something, you're like, I don't know them so well, but everyone loves Legos. You know, it's kind of like a distance gift. Like, I don't know these people so well, but Legos are cool. Here, I'll get them this deal tub of Legos. Woohoo! It's great, whatever you want. And but there are also some cool themed ones. Like, I was gonna get one for, you know what? There is Harry Potter, and I saw the when we did the Prisoner of Azkaban track. I told you about the double decker bus set. It's still there. It's at Walmart right now. I walked by and I was like, this is what I saw. They had commercials for this. Always wanted to get it. But I never got it. But now I could. For $30.
$30.
I don't know. Yeah, and it was not that big either. Like you get the
I got Peyton Legos for Christmas this year.
Yeah, you did. I wrapped it. You got one of the create your own sets or whatever. But yeah, I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for Christmas Day to be like, 'cause we're closed on Christmas Day, and I'm ready to just be here watching you guys open presents and opening my presents and drinking hot chocolate and playing Christmas music, and it's just so good and fun and I like it. Do they have that? What's it called? Oh yeah, I like that one. Is it actually a Christmas song, or is it just to have a Christmas music video? All right, we should listen to it after this. Do you object to that? Okay. I don't know, you just didn't say nothing. Okay. Yeah? So you can wipe your ass? Do they have that? Oh yeah, but they don't sell it. Did they sell it on their website? Oh, that's
There
funny.
was when they were doing their 15 years in the making tour,
Yeah.
which I love. I went to, it was my favorite concert of
I feel like I've got a shit that's 15 years in the making. My tummy hurts.
that's good for the people to know. They're very excited to think you get in trouble with it, but they're happy.
That was a joke. Okay, you got me.
They had this bundle, and it came with like 15 years in the making shirts and your ticket and ADTR toilet paper and some other stuff. And it's so cool. And it's $150. And I wanted it so bad. But
So you couldn't get the bundle?
No, I couldn't get the $150 bundle. If it were today and they had a $150 bundle with ADTR toilet paper, I'd get it. I'd get it.
Well.
Back then I lived with an asshole.
Right now you live with an asshole.
Yeah, but you don't have any say in my money, so. And I make a lot more money.
Yeah, you true. You right. My throat's starting to hurt. Is yours?
Oh, God. It's the Rona. It's come for us.
I don't think it's just from talking so much. I'm not used. I don't usually talky this much, even though we do podcasts every week. But I think it's just there's dry air in here or something.
Yeah, we have to heat up.
I got my water, but it's far away, and I don't want to move around to get it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will in just a second. Cool. Hey. All right. Water incoming. So, do you think we'll be able to go to concerts next year?
So,
Day to Remember is going to come to town. Well, I mean, like, in Oklahoma City, you think next year?
Yeah.
Playing their new album songs? The last time we saw them was in Oklahoma City. Did they have another show after the one that we went to was in Dallas? Wow. I love Dallas. I love it. It's way better. You went to the Bomb Factory, right? That's where I went to see Ninja Sex Party. Okay. That was cool, though, that that was the same place. I guess it's a big venue. I wish I went to the one that you did with Falling in Reverse and Papa Roach. That sounds freaking awesome. Yeah, Devil Wears Prada. That's freaking awesome, dude. I wanted to. I wish I went to that show. Yeah, it was awesome. Papa Roach.
But, this was a separate concert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the name of a band. What? Oh. They don't matter. They suck.
Probably.
Did you like Beartooth?
Yeah, I did.
Did they rock your socks off?
Yeah.
Why do you always talk about the Crab Family? Is it just so funny that to you that you went to the Crab Family concert?
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't believe it.
I went to a lot of Crab Family concerts.
You know what? I don't even think I know any of the Crab Family music. Is it just bluegrass or what? What the, who did you go to this with? Oh, so it was the gospel.
Yes. She used to take me all the time.
So people that are listening to this, hopefully some of the new subscribers from the Bandmade Reactions will be listening to this. We could talk about going to like a live Bandmade concert. That would be cool. See those Japanese ladies playing the hard rock music. People say that there's, like, people said there's concerts here in the United States. They do. I was like, that's pretty crazy. I mean, of course, global touring is a thing, I know, but like, I would have thought that they would have mostly stayed, you know, around their country. But they said that they're here quite a bit. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. I guess they have a big fan. I mean, they have a big fan base over here. So you guys, if you're here in this part, thank you so much for subscribing. And I'm going to do some more reactions to them. I'm still trying to listen to some songs and figure out what I really like from them. Because they have like four albums or something. So they have a lot of music that you can go through. People seem to like the new stuff. Like, that's what they really want to hear, so... I probably will figure out which ones I like of the new stuff and do a reaction to it. Megan will, maybe she won't. I'll do that. I'm going to do that tomorrow while she's not here, probably. Because I'm making her do a lot of stuff with me today, and I know she likes to just... It's okay. All good things must come to an end. Spoiled.
That's right, I'm not ready for summer break, actually. But I'm ready for Christmas break.
Yeah. What are you going to do next year, baby? Are you going to teach kindergarten? So you're fine with it now. I get tomorrow when you get home, you'll be like, I'm not doing kindergarten next year. You're gonna be so mad. Yeah. It changes every time.
Ew.
Yeah, that was fun.
It in my
you squished it in your fingers.
Yeah, I thought it was Play-Doh. Like,
you went. And then
the smell erupted out of it, and I was like, I picked up a human turd and squished it.
Did you figure out whose it was?
I think I know who it was, but
Did you shame them and say, here, get in the corner?
No.
And you shoved it in their face?
I wanted to, I was like, you know, people need to learn how to control their bladders.
Yeah, potty train your kids before they get to kindergarten, you bitches.
The poop sack isn't the bladder, is it?
The poop sack?
Yeah,
poop is failed. No, your poop goes through the intestines.
Okay, control your urethra.
Urethra intestine? So control both of them.
Yes.
Peeing and pooping. You know, that's a good reason that, like, I've realized why teachers have so many breaks, because they need those breaks, or they would lose their mind, or they wouldn't be teachers, because I think Megan gets so worked up and stressed out that she's, like, done with everything, and then her break is coming up, and then she gets a break, and she relaxes, and then she starts to get sad about her children, and then she goes back, and then she's happy and she's ready to go, and then it's a couple weeks, and then she's like, I'm so pissed, I'm so stressed, I hate this. And then it's like, well, there's only a couple days till break, and then she goes on break, and then she gets better again. That's why teachers have so many breaks. Otherwise they would quit. I feel like that's just how it is, guys. I feel like that's true.
It's hard to be
learning
all the time.
Yeah.
Not if you're a smart kid, but if you're a dummy, then it is.
Right, I know it. I was a dummy.
Not me, I was a smart kid. Not really. I was just very... I say this a lot, but my brother and sister are so much smarter than me. But in specific areas. Like, my brother is so good at math, science, and history, but he sucked. Not really sucked. I mean, he's still good, but he struggled with it more. He's still probably just as good as me. at English and like the reading stuff.
Yeah.
And my sister was so good at English and reading that she would actually have at math and science. But she really excelled in anything that was like reading based, and she's so good at it. And I was just all around pretty good at everything, but not like super smarty pants, passing the calculus AP test with perfect time as a sophomore. Not that.
What the heck are you talking about? Didn't understand anything you just said there.
Like, my brother was a sophomore, the beginning of a sophomore year, he passed the calculus AP test with perfect time. So I would never be able to do that in any subject.
I see. I see.
I'm not fairly good at every subject, but my brother and sister really excelled in like one subject, and they were amazing at it.
You know, I was not a smart kid, but I did my work, and I worked fairly hard, so people would call me the smart kid. And I remember in one of the math classes I was with, I sat next to a couple people that were just like
dummies,
a year older than me, and they were in the, they had to pass this class, and I was in this class as a sophomore. They were like a junior, you know. And they would ask to look at my papers and stuff like that, like for homework. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. It just depended. And they're like, "Smart kid, let me look at your paper." And I was like, "Let me see if I got this one." And I'm like,
"Yeah, I want to be very clear that I had to like work very hard on all my subjects. Like I had to do a lot of the work where my brother and sister could come through it in 6 seconds."
Well, well, look at you, hard working, putting your nose to the grindstone, and just getting it done. Mm-hmm. See, I could do that for some things, but I for math, I couldn't do that. I had to like. No, I had to work hard. I had to, like, well, and I would actually just, high school, you just do the work.
Yeah.
Just do the homework, and then, like, a lot of the time, they push you to really do the homework and do the work, and then your tests, you know, as long as you do your homework and you don't fail every single test, then you'll pass. Like, you can get 60s and 70s on your tests, and if you have all the homework in, you can still end up with, like, a 70 or whatever. If you don't just bomb every test, which they're not usually that hard, they're, you know. And what's good for me, why I've been able to, like, pass tests and stuff, is I'm a good test taker.
Ooh, not me. I'm a bad test taker.
Like, I'm not smart. I'm not very smart, but, and I didn't study a lot in college. I hardly ever study for any test, ever. I'm just a good test taker.
Yeah, I didn't really study in college either because I was lazy and worked from
right.
11 every single.
Yeah, I worked too, and I wanted to party and stuff and have fun. I didn't want to study so much, but I did study for some of them because some of them were hard.
Yeah.
Some tests were. Like, some test, like, if you give me multiple choice and, like, short answer, I can't, like, those are hard. Like, you have to really study and know. But if you give me, like, which a lot of things are multiple choice and then, like, a written answer, like, an essay answer, those are a lot of what standardized tests are. So, like, my OGAT, OSAT, and all that stuff, I could pass those because they're multiple choice and essay, and I'm a good test taker for those kind of things. But some of them... Some tests are different, and those were harder that I had to study for. Like my anatomy and physiology classes, my teacher was a freaking machine when it came to, like, tests and stuff like that. So his tests were hard, and there are so many different parts of the body that you can interchange, and that, you know, interior, exterior, pelvic tilt, all that kind of shit. Well, that... was what got me. I had to study for that or else I failed. And I failed like two of his tests, and then I like barely passed. But all the other tests weren't that hard.
Yeah.
I didn't have to study.
I studied and I passed most of my tests. Most of my tests, I got B's and C's every time. in college, I would get B's and C's on like every test. But yeah. Most of my classes, I still got A's and B's in college.
Because you did the work, turned in your papers.
I did the work, yes.
And then your tests were not as much of your score.
I think I got 2 C's in college. I got a D one time. I got a D in a math class that I took in high school. That was like right after I had Peyton, and I was like brain dead. Like, I should not have been in any type of like hard class because I was still learning how to read. I should not have been in that college class. I barely passed. I think the only reason I got a D instead of an F is because the professor felt sorry for me. Because
he knew what you're going through?
No, he didn't know. I think he just thought, God dang, this bitch is dumb.
Oh.
I'll give her a D.
At least she participated and tried.
Yeah. I came to like every class and
yeah. That's really got to be like... If someone fails you, you come every day, you turn in all your work, you take every test, and they just still fail you, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but I got most of my answers on my homework wrong, I got most of my answers on my tests wrong.
Right.
I was just full blunt, but I was really dumb right then. But I was legitimately still learning how to read. I had no business being in that class. I don't know why they put me in that class. I got a D in college, my first class I ever took, and that was when I was still in high school. And then after that, when I really went to college, I was back on my feet mostly. So I got 2 C's in college, and those were the lowest grades I ever got. And then the rest I got A's and B's.
Yeah,
And that college algebra class I took when I got that D in, then it didn't make it for my damn degree.
What?
Wasn't required.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you only needed an intermediate or whatever class.
I needed, like, how to teach math classes.
Oh.
Not,
one.
Actual math. Like,
right. I didn't have to take college algebra either. I had to take, like math in... I can. So, you had to.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I could have taken that, though. And it
like.
Easier.
Yeah, there was like. You like. I don't. What is it called? Like math. Math. Crosses or something? Math.
I don't know.
I want to say decomposing and composing numbers, but that's what you do. It's like. What is it called? Oh my gosh. But it was like. It was a class where. Oh, is it Punnett squares?
You know, Punnett squares? That's like a biology thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a math. That's a science thing. Punnett squares.
Finding out genes.
Yeah, for your genes. I don't know. That's like, math and liberal arts or something like that. Math and liberal arts. You had to take like one of these two classes that would cover for your math, unless you were like a math major or something like that. So like, since I was an education major, I only needed to have, and I wasn't with the, you know, going into math. I only needed to take one of those. I didn't have to take college algebra.
Yeah, I wish I wanted to take it. I don't know why my high school counselor decided to put me in that class. Because like, she knew I was brain dead. They all knew I was brain dead. Like, my God. Whoever my counselor was, that was a bad choice.
Okay, so it was Punnett squares, but it was math Punnett squares. See, this is what we would do in freaking class. Stuff like this.
Gross.
Yeah, it was different, like, it was something that I'd never learned before, but it was kind of like the main focus of it, and I don't know why. But this dude that taught that class, ever tell you about the dude that taught it? He was funny as fuck. He would come in, and he was an old, like, tall, gray-haired man, and he used chalk. He didn't use, like, a marker board or a smart board. He always used a chalkboard. And he would come in, and he would just start chalking stuff up on the board. And half the class was him making stuff on the board. And him stepping back and looking at it like this and rubbing his chin like, yes, That was half of the class. And then he'd be like, oh, no, that doesn't really work. And he's like, he would erase it with his arm. He would just like do this with his arm and then write more stuff up there. And he's like, well, no, that doesn't really work either. And that was half of the class. And we were just sitting there like, all right, he's going to get this eventually, correct? And we're just going to chill, you know, just hang out. And then finally he would have it all written up there. And he was like, all right, now copy this down and I'll see you tomorrow. Bring this solved. I was like, okay, why I'd even show up, dude? But that's most of it, is showing up. Show up and talk to your professors. That's what you do. Tell them, say, hey, I'm this. Can I, what can I do for extra credit? Or like, what can, you know, I'm having trouble understanding this. Could you help me real quick? And then just make yourself known as a person and not just a name on his list. That's my advice. And, you know, don't drink like a whole cup of Crown after you've had like 15 beers. That's another word of advice. I don't know how I know that, but just don't do it. So, Megan, what you looking at over there?
My principal sent me a message. I have been trying to read it.
Well, am I interrupting something?
No.
Whew. Did you get anything for Black Friday? Did you buy anything on sale for Black Friday? Yeah, or, I mean, anything in general.
I got, like, Peyton's toys. All of Peyton's Christmas presents were Black Friday deals. Every single one of them.
Ah.
Except for, like, well, okay, not every single one of them, but a lot of them were Black Friday deals. Graceland. Penelope and Olivia's toys were on Black Friday deals. So I didn't really get anything for me, but most of what I got for everybody else, like Christmas presents and stuff wise.
Yeah.
Most of the Christmas presents I bought were Black Friday deals.
It's not too late. We can still get that big old TV.
Oh my God, it's too late. We're not getting the big old TV. We already got a big old TV.
We don't have a big, bigger, we could have a bigger OTV.
That one barely fits on your damn thing.
It does not.
Yeah, it does.
It, well.
We don't need a bigger one, because then we'd have to get a bigger TV holder.
It would fit on there.
And also, I'm poor!
How much money you got? Announce it on the podcast live.
Not a lot.
Well, fine. I'll just buy it myself. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. Because I can sell this one and then have a big, because it's a bigger, better TV. And why not?
Because
if we can do it, why not do it? That's what I say. Treat your elf.
I do not want a bigger TV.
Why not?
Because we're running around.
Oh, gosh. We are not. We have, like, imagine we wouldn't see as much light because the TV would be covering up more of the... more of the windows. I don't know. I do want it, but at the same time, I don't. I don't know. I just think it's be cool. Yeah, for the TV.
Yeah.
Well, if it, I don't know. Maybe another month or so. If those are still hanging around. Well, you never know. I mean, maybe there's something else, like a different Black Friday. I don't know. We'll see if I get this discount, because I get a discount for working, like the Black Friday events. So if I mean, it's 25% off, so it's a pretty good amount to spend. And we just bought groceries. And what if I get that discount? Remember, we're going to use it for groceries. But we just stocked up on groceries.
Yeah.
So if I get that discount when I get back to work on Tuesday, it's like, well, and you only have... How do you know so much about it?
Because I'm on like six Walmart groups on Facebook.
When do you get it?
You're on the 10th.
And you have the 11th and 12th?
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going
to have 2 days. I'll think about the
day. Hey! You mean our bedroom? It's not just your bedroom. Yeah. It's going to someone else who needs it. Selling it. So I can make, like, literally we can make money back from it.
Yeah, everybody's selling their TVs on Facebook right now.
Because they bought new ones.
I know, I'm like, but somebody was selling a 32-inch TV for $175.
Oof.
32 inches.
That's horrible.
And it was like not, it didn't look super new.
Was it a Samsung or Sony?
Sanyo, I think.
Oh my God.
I mean, I'm not sure, but I think it was
a Sanyo.
I think it was Sanyo.
I wouldn't give $25 for that piece of junk. Literally. So.
Have
475?
Yeah.
Didn't we even get these for that much?
No, they were 100. Well, the original price for the ones that I bought was 199. But right now you can buy a brand new one for 119.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 150.
No, it's 119.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Bought them too early, baby. No, I'm just kidding. That's good though. I think they actually are cheaper now. I think they're 150 brand new. Now on sale they're 119.
Yeah, well, we bought ours tomorrow.
Yep. Sure enough, cuz they come out with Series 5 now, I think.
But I looked at the receipt and it was 119.
You still have the receipt?
Yeah.
Like the is it on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For mine, not yours.
Okay. I see. Yeah, that was one of the best days of my life.
When I surprised you with an Apple Watch?
Yeah, not with just Apple Watch, but with the food, too.
Oh, yeah.
I want that food, boy.
Yeah.
Go get me that Kobe Express.
Lord, we could go.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Sunday. They don't close it. They close at 2 or something, remember? So. Damn it, I forgot what I was going to say, though, now. What were we talking about? The watches and the prices? There's something I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. It was the fact that... So this TV that I bought, that I have now, was $500 when I bought it. And it's a 58-inch... 4K Samsung TV. It was also like a, I got it like 2 or 3 years ago with my discount card. Really like it. I think it's the cleanest picture on a TV that I've had, ever had. Before this one, I had a Sony. It was like a 2K TV. Like, it wasn't a 4K TV, but the picture was nice. But I think it was bigger, though. It was like a 60-inch. And it just looked so much bigger than this one, even though this one's only supposed to be 2 inches smaller. But I think this is the cleanest picture TV I've ever had. Yeah. Well, what's crazy is that you could get a Samsung. I think it's kind of almost the same line, like the same model line. For $497, that's a 65-inch, that's a 4K TV, that's almost the same thing as this one. So you get, like, yeah, you get a bigger TV, and it's still 4K, and it's still Samsung, and I think it would look, I mean, just as good at least, maybe not, if not better. That's just how technology goes, you know, because this is a 3-year-old TV and people think that, you know, they're getting great deals on these TVs for Black Friday, but really they're not. They're like the TV itself, like they just have so many of these, or they're manufactured in a certain way to where like they're really like, you would think, oh my gosh, it's such a great deal. And it is a great deal, but it's not at the same time, because you get what you pay for. And if the TV was really worth that much, or if it was worth more than that, it would be priced more than that. You're getting like the price that you pay.
So why are we buying a new TV?
Well, because like I'm talking about, like if you want the highest quality, well, I'm talking about like for the Samsung and the Vizios, those are good deals because they're just an older model TV. So the pricing is okay, but it's not like getting something super brand new and nice, like super crisp. Those are the TVs that they don't put on Black Friday because they're just new and they're so nice. But like if you're one of those people buying like the Roku 70-inch TLC TV, it's like, oh, it's only $200, but it's a 70-inch. It's like, okay, yeah, you know, you're getting something shitty, but and it's priced that way for a reason. But the other ones, like the Samsung and Vizio, they're probably quality TVs. I just think it would be like, before we actually bought it, I would really look at a review of it and see how it looks like when people turn it on and stuff. And I didn't look at the refresh rate or anything for it. So it could be like, sometimes they're really big TVs, but the refresh rate is not high. So that means that you get a lot of motion blur. Like if you're watching a lot of fast paced TV shows, there's a lot of blur going on, and that's how they get you, because, oh, it's a very high quality picture. It's got deep blacks and a great color range. But the refresh rate is super low, and that's how they get you with the price. You know, it's a low price, but that's how they cheat you, because $200 more you get a high refresh rate, but you pay that. You don't want to pay that $200 extra, and now you have a blurry TV. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I just want to talk more about it. It's about time for this podcast to end, isn't it?
How do you know?
I watch the time.
What do you think? You thinking it's been an hour? Mm-hmm. When did we start this? Yeah, about an hour ago. I've been timing it too, because we started it at 1:25 or 12:25, and now it's almost 1:25. All right. Okay. But yeah, that is it, guys. So thank you so much for watching and listening to this podcast. As I said earlier, if you want to be on, if you're listening and you know anybody that maybe you want to be on the podcast, it's for small creators talking about YouTube stuff, then reach out to me, please. It'd be so cool. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Comment. Let me know what else we should talk about. What other videos you want to see on the channel. If you want to see a review of the Zoom. If you want to see a review of the camera when I get it. Anything like that would be so great to hear from you. That's all we got. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.